The U.S. capability to monitor the weather and climate of the Earth is at great risk, according to a new report by the National Academy of Sciences. The report says that because of budget cuts and other problems, there will be fewer satellites and fewer instruments in orbit over the coming years. The authors say the decline is coming at a time when the need to understand the Earth and its climate has never been greater. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins me now. David, what are we talking about here? No more weather forecasts on the evening news?
I think you'll still know when to bring an umbrella to work. But and in fact, weather forecasts have been getting better and probably will continue to get better. But the National Academy of Sciences, this panel is saying, look, we're worried about bigger stuff like droughts and ice shelves melting. We're worried about the effects of climate change. And we want to get better. We want to improve hurricane prediction. So we need good instruments to monitor these things. And if you look at the numbers just from NASA satellites, for instance, the number of instruments staring down at the Earth is going to decrease by 50% over the next 4 years.
But this warning about fewer satellites and fewer instruments in orbit, why the decline?
Well, there are big problems with the next generation of weather satellites, and this is a joint project now with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and NASA and the Department of Defense, and it is several years behind schedule and several billion dollars over budget. And some of that is due to technical problems. The project has also been cited for poor management, so they had to take some instruments off of that. But some of this is just budget. NASA's budget for Earth science satellites had dropped by about a third over the last 5 years, so there's just less money.
So I can imagine that NASA's not too happy about those cuts.
Well, NASA has made some of those cuts. NASA's administrator has said, in essence, I'm sorry. He said, I know I told you I was not going to take one thin dime from science, but we have a new vision and a new direction, and that involves replacing the space shuttle and sending astronauts back to the moon, and some other things are just going to have to wait. Earth scientists haven't been very happy about that, and last year NASA's administrator got rid of a couple of his outside advisors who he was tired of hearing that from.
Is this picture likely to change under a Congress that's now controlled by Democrats?
Sure. I think Democrats tend to be more supportive of these sorts of environmental initiatives. But on the other hand, nobody likes a project that is $3 billion over budget and several years behind schedule. When the new generation of weather satellites, those problems were there were lots of congressional hearings. They were very animated on both sides, all wanting to know why it was taking all this extra money and extra time.
Overall, does Earth science suffer from some sort of image problem? It's not as cool as going to the moon or studying Mars.
It doesn't make the same headlines. I mean, when you went around to a school and you asked kids, they all probably know about the Hubble Space Telescope, or they've probably heard of the rovers running around on the surface of Mars. But who can name a weather satellite or a climate satellite? You know, going to Pluto, that sounds exciting. But it's not like with these climate satellites, you're going somewhere humans have never gone before. It's the Earth. It's where we all live. But that's exactly the reason why it's important.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's David Kestenbaum.